Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. We got an interesting dynamic today. We have a returner and a new guest. It is Patrick and Gracie. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Alex. It's great to be back. I ditched Logan and replaced him with Gracie.
You really did disagree with Logan so much that you had to just go Timberlake on him.
He just couldn't handle my take on Sleepwalking by Beat Radio.
That was controversial. And Gracie, what about you?
I really enjoyed listening to that episode. I'm excited to see what's next.
Were you Team Logan or Team Patrick? It's a long silence for a question.
I cannot answer. I need to go back and listen to it.
Okay, it's
been a minute.
Okay, but can you at least agree that Cowboys Don't Cry by Oliver Tree is a terrible song?
That I can concur.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that song has not left your mind since that episode.
Oliver Tree is living in my head rent-free.
So, yes, do you think the dynamic between a new guest and a returner will affect, like, how this plays out? Or you think that's something new and welcome?
I think it's just kind of whatever. It's just business as usual.
So, have you guys ever talked about music beforehand? Do you think you guys are on the same page with things? Do you think there may be a little bit of controversy today, like you and Logan had?
We agree on some things, like when it comes to like alt rock, some things, but then like she listens to like other pop stuff that I just cannot get behind.
Okay, I will listen to some pop stuff, but I also like alternative, like folky stuff, a little bit of everything. I grew up in a very eclectic household that went from like Michael Jackson to like AC/DC. Randomly, it was really, and just, you know, 99.9 KTDY. We love that power hour.
And good news, right now we've got actually got a third party with us right now. It's Christopher Cashin.
Papa.
Say hi, Papa.
All right.
You think Chris is going to come to play a lot, or what are we feeling here?
I know he has.
He shook his head no.
I know he has opinions on Thermo.
So, Paul, do you think this will prepare you for your eventual episode debut when you are the guest itself?
I'm always prepared.
The common Paul W. So, we got 8 songs to get through from 8 different genres, from 8 different artists. You know how it goes. I don't need to explain. If you're listening for the first time, I guess you don't know how it goes. So, that's where I have to come in and explain it. So, here's the spiel that I give every single episode. In 2020, scientists have discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music, where my guests will listen to every song that's ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than a Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into 2 categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it's up to the guests to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana. If the song is better, the guests will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guests will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but the guest is able to elaborate if they please by choosing a soft or hard option. For example, they can say that's a hard, hot one if it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or a soft, forget about it, slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at manitsahotone@outlook.com as to whether or not the songs are better or worse than Smooth by Santana. And if you have any requests, throw them in there as well. Whew. All right. We are ready to begin.
We are ready to begin, Alexander.
So, song number 1. The first and last song of each episode is a hit. Some that the people know, some that the people recognize. This hit comes back from our childhood. This is a 2010 song. It's an electropop hit, and it is Dynamite by Teo Cruz.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on. No.
I came to move. All right, that was song number one. That was a 2010 electropop hit. That was Dynamite by Teo Cruz. The song was a single off of Cruz's second album titled Rockstar. The song topped the charts in 8 different countries and reached number 2 in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. So it just missed it. Cruz performed the song at numerous events, including Jimmy Kimmel Live, America's Got Talent, and the 2012 Summer Olympics closing ceremony. Because, you know, I guess it was relevant at the time. So, Patrick and Gracie, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
No. In terms of earworm, sure, it wins. But in terms of quality, absolutely not.
Gracie's making a very distraught face right now for those listening
at home. This song, just horrific memories of middle school just flood back. Like, I would wake up, like, you know, be about my day doing my math homework, and then suddenly, like, this, like, the chorus would pop into my head. It's no TikTok, like, from Kesha. The things that I wish could just be erased from history, it's this song.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of lists.
Was it that bad for you?
I hate this song so much.
Well, I do, too, but I'm not, like, I'm not on the ground in tears about it.
I'm not in tears either, but, like, just... I immediately would turn my radio off. Just, I can't do it. That song just is too much for me.
Yeah, this song is pretty ungood.
Ungood?
Ungood.
Does that mean it was good at one point? You had to take away that status?
No, ungood just means it's just not good.
Oh, okay. Thanks for explaining that to me.
Yeah. You overthought it, but yeah, this is easily a forget about it. Or else forget about it. Like, during the verse, like, I never paid attention to the verse of the song when I was in, however old I was, whatever. Grid. Sure. But, like, the verse is, like, he sounds so robotic, and, like, he just sings, like, one note over and over again.
It was just the amount of auto-tune really got to me.
Yeah.
I was, like, getting massive early Justin Bieber vibes, and I was like, no. Please no.
It was not great. It was not pleasing to my ears. The chorus, like, there was nothing special about the chorus. There was nothing special about the song.
Why would they use that to close out the Olympics? That's kind of sad.
I don't know. What really kind of gets me is that the Olympics were held 2 years after the fact, like, the song being released. So I wonder what...
And, like, there's a reason it missed the mark on that 100 chart for a reason, because it's just not good enough.
I don't know. I mean, it did top the chart in 8 different countries, though. I mean,
not all of them.
But he is British, I believe. So I guess the 2012 Olympics makes sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is from England.
So maybe a little bit more sense.
The last name, like, Cruz.
You know what this song reminds me of, though? It's just early days of YouTube. Like, I don't know why. Just because it was played everywhere, I guess, during that era.
Is there a Minecraft parody of this song?
Probably.
I know there is. It's out there.
There was a Minecraft parody of every song back in the day. Like, if it was on the radio, there was a Minecraft.
You should do an episode entirely of Minecraft parodies.
Oh, I
want people to listen to the show, Patrick. I don't think people would do that.
You
so this
want people to continue to like the show.
Right.
Yeah, if I were to compare this song, though, to Smooth, like, Smooth just has everything going for it, like, in comparison to Dynamite. Like, it's got the flair, it's got that spice, just a memorable melody. What is the melody to Dynamite? Because, like, he's just, like, kind of singing the same note over and over again. And
I mean, honestly, if I was banging my head against the wall, it was probably the same thing.
Yeah, you just made the beat right there.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to song number 2. And song number 2 comes from the year 1969. It's a Motown track.
Ooh.
So I like to throw these in every once in a while. It's by Edwin Starr. And it is 25 Miles.
Hurting my knee.
That was song number two. That was 25 Miles by Edwin Starr. Edwin Starr is an R&B and pop artist from Nashville, Tennessee. The song was Starr's first hit after signing with Motown Records, reaching number six on the U.S. pop charts, which was kind of like the U.S. Billboard chart back in the day. The song has been featured in numerous media, including FISA commercials, NFL Network commercials, and the 1987 film Adventures in Babysitting. The song was even covered by the Jackson 5. So, Patrick and Gracie, is it better than Sweet by Santana?
I'm pretty set on yes. Like, it is better than smooth.
What's the word for it?
It's a hot one.
It's a hot one. I'm just making sure.
Sorry, I'm very tired.
It's okay.
We're 2 weeks before finals. Forgive me. Anywho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Continue. Was that it?
Well, it just reminds me of like my Uncle David.
Shout out Uncle David.
Yeah, Risco, swag guy. He's a drummer. So is my dad. My oldest brother, my youngest older brother, and then they were all
I never heard that.
Well, like, I have three older brothers.
I understand, but I never heard my youngest older brother. That's kind of funny. Anyway, well, continue.
That all started from Spanish class, but that's...
Well, beyond that. This,
yeah,
yes.
It's a different tangent. But just reminds me of, like, marching band, but then also Michael David with Chaffalai and Bayou Boys and stuff, with some of the stuff they would do, which is kind of, like, a mix of Motown with Cajun, all that fun stuff. So very much enjoy that.
Very nice. Patrick?
That also reminded me of Silk Sonic.
Yeah, I mean, Silk Sonic definitely takes that R&B flair, yeah, from the late 60s, early 70s. So, correct.
This one is really hard for me. I'm still trying to work it out in my head. I haven't listened to Smooth in a while. I did not prepare for this episode. I'm sorry, Alex.
Thanks for telling me two songs in.
I'm sorry.
No.
Lo siento mucho.
This is science we're dealing here. This is not some ho-hum.
At least
really
I know
podcast.
What the song is. At least I've heard the song plenty of times
okay.
before.
Okay.
You see, okay, I like this song. I love, like, the energy, like, in his singing. I like the vocals a lot more than I like Rob Thomas's vocals in Smooth. And the horns were just so good.
See, that's what got me. I really like the horns. Normally, I'm not a big fan of that.
The horns are great, but I feel like Smooth is a lot more, like, with the guitar, it's... like, the guitar is impressive. I feel like Smooth is a bit more impressive, like, music-wise and just, like, technically. So, for this tough decision, I have to, like, incorporate the law of ones, which dictates a one that is not hot is scarcely a one at all. Mm-hmm. And so I have to ask myself, is 25 Miles by Edwin Starr a one? And it's still a toss-up, I'd say. But, after you know what, after employing the law of ones... I was about to say it's a hot one, but I'm going to say it's a very, very soft forget about it.
Controversial. Controversial. We have our first disagreement of the episode. So, you seem pretty solid with that hot one. You seem very, very soft with that forget about. Is that enough for you to let this one slide, or how are we working this?
Do we want
to
consult Papa?
It's up to the guests, but both guests have to agree on that method.
Do you want
to
consult Papa? Or, like, you were, like...
I don't know.
It's probably fair to give it a hot one, but like I think, do we want to give the audience what they want?
But
I
yeah,
feel like we should save Papa for when we're like strictly divided.
Okay, yeah, I'll concede. This is a hot one.
Man, it's a hot one.
Thank you.
So you think on a different day you may have a different opinion with that song, or
maybe I do like this song. I just
compared to Smooth by Santana.
Yeah, it I think it does depend on the day, honestly.
And don't get me wrong, like, the guitar in that is, like, really, really solid. It's just, compared to the horns in this one,
those
I was
those
just
are
like...
Good. Those are good horns.
They were so good.
Shout out to Motown for just existing.
Shout out to Motown for having
trumpet players.
Motown's something I always get a fade. Like, I forget about it ever existing.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh, wow, Motown's actually really, really good.
I would love to hear the Jackson 5 cover of it.
Yes, we should listen to that after the
episode. The song sounded vaguely familiar. Like, I feel like I've heard this song on a commercial.
Was it in the night? Maybe it was that FISA commercial we were talking about.
Oh, wait, did you mention that?
Oh, my gosh. I wrote these facts for you.
I'm sorry.
You just blank when I talk about these incredible facts.
I was too busy
facts.
Trying to make my decision.
That's fair. I'll let it slide this time. Okay. But it was in NFL Network commercials, too. Maybe you like
that,
NFL.
That probably sounds familiar.
Anywho. Yeah. We're moving on to song number three. We got a hot one. We got to forget about it. We're at 50%, as science suggests. So for song number three, it's from 2001. It's an indie rock song, and it is Sunny Day by Abandoned Pools. That was song number three. That was a 2001 indie rock song, Sunny Day, by Abandoned Pools. Abandoned Pools is an alternative rock group from Thousand Oaks, California. The song comes from the group's first studio album titled Humanistic. Since then, the group has released three more albums, with the most recent releasing in 2013. So it's been a bit since their last album. The group is also known for performing the theme song for a long-canceled MTV show titled Clone High. I've never seen it. But apparently...
I've never seen that show. My roommate watched it one time. He said it was actually really good.
Okay, because that was on the Wikipedia.
I've only seen clips of that show.
Is it better than Spooked by Santana?
Alexander?
Who said you can call me that? But I'll take it. Okay, I'll take it.
Though that's just your name, but with an ander.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's a hot one. Mm. I think the vibe is just like... The vibe is more enjoyable than Smooth's vibe, because like with Smooth, like you're getting like this like kind of chill like Latin beat, but with like the most like squealy like over the top guitar. But like with this song, it's just like, hey man, like they're like what you see is what you hear is what you get, I should say. Like, nothing like over the top. It's still like very enjoyable and just like it's just like it's a one. So it is a hot one.
All right.
No.
Forget about it. Sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go into detail if you like.
Oh, that was the plan.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you just need like those mic drop moments, just okay. Like clear, make sure everybody's clear that I said no.
Well, it's clear. Let's hear it.
I tuned out when he started singing. At first, I was like, okay, I can get into this, and then he started singing. I was like, no, no, there's too many other bands that do that better. That is way more adorable. So,
I think there are plenty of bands that do it worse.
Yeah, and that's on the list.
No, I meant like that does better than like vocals, because like I can't, I don't like.
He just faded into the background. I generally did not pick up on what he was saying.
So how strong is this? Forget about it.
Very strong.
Oh, like 7 and above.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
Yeah, no, this is...
That's strong. Yeah. Forget about it.
I'd say this is, like, a mildly strong hot one.
Oof. Me. So, like, probably, like, in the 5 or 6?
5 to 7.
Wow. So, this is complete end of the spectrum here. So, I don't think talking is going to get this one done.
No.
Do we want to consult Papa?
Well, we know what Papa's going to say.
Yeah, we do know what Papa's going to say. Are we going to stick with that?
He is our unbiased third party. I can phone a friend that...
He is our unbiased third party.
He's also in the corner right now.
Yeah, he is in the corner right now. I want to get his thoughts. I don't want just his opinion. I want his thoughts on the song. Chris, what did you think of that song? Elaborate, please.
Also, come closer.
Yeah, please come closer. He wagged his finger.
He's staying silent. No. I know he has a lot to say because he's smirking, and you can't hide that from us, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
Fine, I guess.
I'll phone my friend.
Okay.
Let's see if Homie picks up.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that Sayer?
Yes,
Mr. Sayer.
We.
Millions of lives are at stake, Sayer.
You remember? This is podcast. Is a Better Than Smooth by Santana, and we're calling because we need an unbiased third party.
Who isn't a curmudgeon like Papa?
Can't wait to be that for you.
Thank you. So, shall we play him a little song?
I can't play because I'm recording, but okay. Unless someone else wants to play
I'll pull it up. What would you say it was
called? Well, first, are you familiar with the song Smooth by Santana, just to clear that out?
Oh, I am. Well, okay, I can be honest here. I was like, get ready. So I was like, I need to listen to one of these podcasts so that I know what's going on. And so I listened to the first one, or like the first one I had ever listened to, and I think I understand the format, and it's great.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Familiar with Smooth. Familiar with Smooth by Santana.
Very nice. So we're now comparing it to a 2001 indie rock song. It is titled Sunny Day by a band called Abandoned Pools. All right. So you listen to the song.
Yeah.
All right. So
should I listen to it like in its entirety? I listened to like 50%.
No, we didn't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, if you got your idea of it, it's fine. So compared to
the vibe, I heard the bridge. I heard sort of the
So where we stand is Patrick says it's a hot one. I say it's a forget about it.
Yeah. Okay. And so I gotta make the tiebreaker.
Please.
Yes.
Gosh. Okay. So it's definitely a foot tapper. Like had like the toes were in it and they're moving to the beat. And the drum had a little groove to it, which I was vibing with. But I think I'm going to say that it's a forget about it.
Mm. Thank you.
It's on the cusp there. When you played it over the phone, I thought it was like just like crapping out, but there is like a screeching like microwave sound.
Solid observation.
Also, it's just like a little angsty, I think. And for me, it's going to be, like, right on the cusp there, but forget about it.
All right.
Say, there were lives at stake, and now they're dead. Because you said it was a forget about it.
No.
I hope you're happy.
Dang. Wow.
But I do appreciate you taking the time to give your opinion and help decide this song's stance within the history of music in comparison to Smooth by Santana.
Yeah, of course. It's my honor.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Sayer. I guess we can move on with the episode.
Yeah. Thank you, Sayer.
Alrighty.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Patrick, you're going to claim conspiracy that this was planned from the beginning?
No. Because Sayer... okay, who honestly has ever heard of that?
I mean, it's such a cool band name, but I've never heard of that.
I listen to more obscure stuff, but I've never heard of that.
Mm. Well, it's a forget about it. So a hot one to forget about it. We're moving on to song number 4. We're getting close to the halfway point of this episode. And this song is from 2014. It's a hip-hop track. And it is All That I Know by Moosh and Twist.
Cause I ride for my clique, I get live with my clique. Go get high with my clique, do it die for my clique. Said it's all that I know, yeah, it's all that I know, yeah, it's all that I know. And you can't never tell me nothing. I ride for my clique, I get live with my clique. Go get high with my clique, do it die for my clique. Said it's all that I know, yeah, it's all that I know, yeah, it's all that I know. And you can't never tell me.
You already know just where I be, dog. I ain't being cocky, but Philly what I'm reppin', watch me check it like it's hockey. I ain't tryna get it twisted, if you get it, then you got me. If you with it, cool, if not, I'll treat you like a Tamagotchi. I'ma let you down point, yeah, I never disappoint. Give me something I can spit on, watch me rip it like a joint. I'm about to take her out to dinner, guarantee I tip her. Little, but we do it big like I was a dipper. And these homies never crushin', guarantee they never bustin'. Dog, your flow be super weak, now go to sleep like Robitussin. I ain't tryna be that homie who could never make it happen. If you down, let's get it crackin'. Make that paper, keep it stackin' like I love the way it feel. When she break it down for real, what's the deal? Flow is worth a mil, trick I'm about to kill. Keep it trill, that's the way I roll, that's the way I go. That's for sure, that's the way I flow. Every day you know that I ride.
All right, that was song number 4. That was a 2014 hip-hop track. That was All That I Know by Moosh and Twist. Moosh and Twist are a hip-hop duo from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The duo has 2 studio albums and 4 EPs, including Living Out Loud, which features this song. This particular track features pop rap artist Hoodie Allen on the 3rd verse. But as you know about Smooth by Santana, we never go that far. So if you really want to hear it, you can look it up on your own. But that's besides the point. Gracie and Patrick, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
No.
No.
That was quick. Or else forget about it. What does that make it?
Forget about it.
All right, I came up with these terms for a reason.
Soapbox out of the way. Like, it was just like, no, just, there. Like, what, the piano sounded cool, but that was like the one thing I had going for it. Like, in the beginning, like, the auto tune was just like, and then like,
What was that?
It was just like, that's just kind of like a noise you make when something is ungood.
Ungood.
There's that word again.
I say that a lot.
It's all right.
And then like the actual, like, what they were saying, like, and the lyrics and like the rapping itself wasn't that impressive to me. Like, this was just not a very impressive song, and I just did not care. Smooth, like, that's an impressive song, and I might care depending on the day. Like, if it's like a, like, midpoint of all days kind of day, then yeah, Smooth is gonna hit. But all right. This is not.
That's not it. Gracie, what are your thoughts?
I'm pretty much with him on that front, and honestly, when I'm listening to, like, rap music and stuff like that, I need some, like, high energy stuff, because I'm usually running when I'm doing that, and this just wasn't it on a lot of levels. The autotune, this is a song that you make jokes about, like Owl City.
I wouldn't go that far. I think
about Owl City or about making jokes about it.
Making jokes about.
Okay,
this
I was gonna
song.
Say like we got Owl City's
sorry, but
White Knight here.
Found Fireflies again and ran with it.
Yeah, but like
this song would be like the Fireflies
is that's not relevant right now. I think this song, like, this is not a song you meme about. This is a song you forget about.
Yeah.
Like, actually forget about.
Well, yeah, like
not like the Oliver Tree song that's still on your mind for
dude. Oliver
day.
Tree is living in my head rent free. Because you know he's not good at goodbyes, and he misses the sunshine in my eyes. Who says cowboys don't cry?
So, you could say that it is a product of its time, you know, the early 2000s party rap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it's just because of that irrelevant now with today's sound, or you think it's just not good?
It's just not good.
Just not good.
Papa didn't like it either.
Shaking his head. It's a forget about a heavy episode as we're moving into song number 5. Song number 5 comes from last year, 2021. It's a folk pop song. And it is Spiders by Run River North.
Spiders up the wall, up to the ceiling. I can't shake them off, 'cause no one sees them. Why the silly face when the room's so serious? No one's happy and it's never enough. Just the way it is, just the way it is. It's just the way it is for now. Just the way it is, just the way it is. It's just the way it is for now. I'm losing my head, caught up in the pieces don't seem to fit.
All right, that was song number five. That was Spiders by Run River North. Run River North is a folk and alternative rock group from Los Angeles, California. Originally named Monsters Calling Home, the group originally wrote and performed songs inspired by their Korean-American heritage. In 2012, the group renamed themselves and signed with a label. To date, the group has three studio albums, with their most recent being released last year. So, Patrick and Gracie, is it better than Smooth by Santana? You seem like you have a lot to say.
In comparison to Smooth, forget about it. In comparison to Smooth in that way. Now, would I personally go back and listen to it? Yes. Would I put it on a specific playlist I have in mind? Yes. Because that's my taste. But is it better than Smooth? No. Because there was a lot of turmoil. Because at first I was listening to the beginning and I was like, I hate this. And then it came around and then I was like, wait. And I'm still trying to figure out why I like this to begin with. I had to listen to it almost twice.
I think the song got better as it went on. The beginning was just...
It was weird.
It was ungood.
It was very ungood.
It was also not creative, I don't think. It was just like a guitar playing chords and just like nothing much more than that. It was like, I've heard this song before. But then like they introduced some other elements of the song that gave it... They gave it some like identity. And like it turned out to be like...
Pretty easy listen, I gotta say.
Yeah, like a little enjoyable, but it just ain't better than Smooth. Like, or else forget about it. It brings a little bit to the table, like as it goes on, but it's just like not enough, man.
So going back to your comment about the playlist, that's an interesting comment. Because is Smooth by Santana in any of your playlists?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say, because if it's playlist worthy.
Oh, yeah.
And worse than Smooth by Santana, well, like, I'd have to dissect that.
Yeah. No, I definitely have that on, I like a conglomerate of, like, rock music on one playlist, and then I have some, like, music that's made more today on, it's like, that reminds me of, like, the 80s on a separate playlist, and then some other stuff.
So we got another Forget About It. So I believe that's four Forget About It, one Hot One. We're moving on to song number six. You've got three songs left, so we're going to see how that plays out. For song number six, this is a 2016 Midwest emo track, and it is Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans.
Sorry, it's just people are complaining.
Too bad!
You really want to know if you guys can maybe try tuning up again, or...
No!
On you like
All right, that was song number six. That was a 2016 Midwest emo song, Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans. Mom Jeans is a Midwest emo group from Berkeley, California. The song comes from the group's first studio album titled Best Buds. Since then, the group has released two more albums and considered by some to be one of the most notable groups in the emo revival of the mid-2010s. So, Patrick and Gracie, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I say yes.
I say no.
Well, we got to hear the thoughts between both.
Okay, here's the thing. When you number one, when you're opening up a song with a clip from Bob's Burgers, how long did that go
on, by
the way?
Leave Bob's Burgers out of this.
No, I'm not dissing the show.
Leave Bob's Burgers out of this.
I've got nothing against the show. I enjoy watching the show. However, if you open up a song with that, then
it's gold, it's certified platinum in my book.
You're getting off on the wrong foot, because how am I supposed to take you seriously?
You don't. That's the problem. Like, I don't.
I mean, it is a use of sampling. Like, you don't like that use of sampling when it comes to.
I don't really like that, unless it's like a
Billie Eilish did it with The Office. I mean, Kanye West, Jamie Foxx, way back.
I'm not a fan of that, because when I want to listen to a song, I don't want to have to listen through like 20 seconds of like Parks and Rec before I can get to like the beat.
Granted,
and the guitar.
If it opened with Parks and Rec, I would have said this was awful, but they chose a great show.
You got something against Parks and Rec? I think
absolutely. Parks and Rec is ungood.
Well, I'll disagree, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans.
We both lost it when we heard the name, like the band name itself.
It was funny.
It
caught me off guard.
I was 2016 band?
I mean, they're still around, but the album came out in 2016.
Okay, that makes sense, because that was Mom Jeans just started coming into play.
Mm. Another problem that I had with the song is I'm not super familiar with Midwest emo, but that didn't feel like Midwest emo. Because when I think of Midwest emo, I think more American football, something a bit more on the math rock side. That just sounded like straight up emo.
I mean, it did have math rock guitar in it. It was just met with punk percussion and bass.
Could y'all define this for me? Because I'm sure that I've heard songs from this, but I never heard this
math rock.
Yeah, Midwest, like all that. I've
so
never
math
really
rock
that.
Is mostly categorized for its very on the nose complex guitar rhythms.
Okay,
and it's called the math part comes from like all the like the, a lot of times they use different time signatures and it's like weird. And
you're doing
math while you're playing it.
It's very difficult genre to play like as a guitarist, but like you know,
it's cool to listen to.
It is super cool.
What's another well known band that does this?
That does like math rock?
Yeah.
This Town Needs Guns.
I don't know them.
Have you ever heard of them, Alex?
I don't think I have.
They're the first one that came
you
to mind.
You seem to know more about it than I do, but
I actually don't listen to math rock. Like the only like stuff on like my playlist even close to that is American football.
I mean, they count though.
Yeah, but like,
what else is American football scene that I might know?
Never meant.
It's
their most popular song. It's kind of a meme for a bit.
It is a meme.
Okay.
Like.
Okay.
So there's that, but then there's the other just solid man. It just made me really happy. I could run to that. I could like get in with it and laugh like.
Well, to be fair, since Bob's Burgers is a part of the song, it does count in this conversation. But if we do take it out, would you still get the song a hot one?
Oh yeah.
I think it becomes better if you take the Bob's Burgers out, because I don't wanna have to sit through that before I get to the song. Like
it's like a Spotify ad.
Exactly.
That hurts me, okay?
Exactly.
I'm not saying I agree, I'm just saying.
Dude, this is from season 4, episode 6.
I don't care.
Linda was getting the tatas back together. Like, it was a whole thing.
We're not gonna compromise with this one.
We're not.
The content of the episode does not, like, that has no effect on the song. Also, another thing I hate about it was his singing voice. The way he said fingernails, like, that.
I thought it was just so funny. And, like, that's why I loved it.
I'd rather.
It's like listening to Gold Digger. Like, I don't know why, but that song makes me laugh.
I'm not super into songs that, like, I find like funny. I would rather listen to something that's like hashtag deep.
Hmm. So how are we deciding this?
We're calling. Chris told us
no,
to call
him. No, he said his phone was dead.
I have a feeling he's not going to want to listen.
He doesn't want to do that.
Okay.
I'll call Sierra back.
How about we phone?
You guys can agree on
Alex Mock.
Okay.
No, we can't.
Okay, never mind.
Say you're back.
Whoever this is.
Or Grace Stegenberg. Perfect.
Hey, Grace Stegenberg, you wanna
state your opinion on music?
On.
Or Amelia Bielski? One of y'all?
We're doing a podcast and we need your help.
Okay.
It'll be quick.
Yeah. We need you to state your opinion on a song. We need to know if it's better than another song.
Do you know the song Smooth by Santana?
I know the podcast.
Do you know the song?
I do.
Okay. So we're comparing Smooth by Santana to a Midwest emo song called Edward 40 Hands by a band named Mom Jeans. Are you willing to listen to it?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to be our third party here.
Let us know when you're ready with an opinion.
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
So, we just listened to Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans. Grace, what is your thought on it?
I forget the options.
Hot one or forget about it.
So, hot one if it's better.
Yes.
Forget about it if it's worse.
Forget about it.
Thank you. Or else forget
about it. It's a forget about. How strong of a forget about it?
A pretty strong forget
pretty
about
strong
it.
One. You want to go into maybe a little bit more detail as to why? Your thoughts on it?
Because it just sounds like a 2000s song gone wrong.
What's it gone right?
Nothing.
Okay. I thought at least it got something right with the guitar and the percussion.
The beginning was all right. I'll give
you
that.
You talking about Bob's Burgers?
No.
Oh, before the lyrics came in?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I like the beat.
I want you under my finger.
So it is not better than Smooth by Santana.
No, it is not better than Smooth by Santana.
Well, thank you for your help. We have a forget about it on
the day. You're welcome.
So we got to forget about it. We're going on song number 7. Song number 7 has the themes. The crazy stuff involved. We're going back to the OG theme. This is a new song by an already popular artist. There's always a theme for song number 7, and that's the one we're going with. So, of course, this is a new song. It comes from the year 2022, but this one's an indie pop song, and it is Sidelines by Phoebe Bridgers. Song number 7, that was a 2022 indie pop track, Sidelines by Phoebe Bridgers. It is a new song by an already popular artist, so we're highlighting it today on this episode. The song is the first new release by Bridgers since her 2020 album Punisher, which was nominated for Best Alternative Album at that year's Grammy Awards. The song was written by Bridgers to be featured on the soundtrack of the Hulu show Conversations with Friends. So, Patrick and Gracie, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
So the beginning was not promising, but like as I started to like really pay attention to what was going on in the song, it had a lot of really subtle elements that like a lot of small moving parts that just made me think, oh, I'm actually enjoying this. I did not like how she sang. I think too many artists today, like female artists in particular, just sing with that really like breathy voice that I'm just like, they get right up to the microphone and they just like they're exhaling while they sing. Like, does that make any sense, Alex? Like,
sure.
They're just like very breathy and it's just like a little whiny. And I also didn't like the beat. But like there was enough in this song for me to consider like making it a hot one, but I think at the end of the day I would rather listen to Smooth, so this is going to be forget about it.
Mm.
But like not like not like definitely upper half of like Forget About It. It's closer to the midpoint than to the bottom.
Okay.
Like definitely.
I'll take it.
This one's Forget About It for me. Let's forget
about it. She Forget About It.
She missed the mark. I don't listen to a lot by her, but I know about her feature with Luna, her feature with Taylor Swift on the re-release of Red, and they sound really great together there. And stylistically, the breathiness is actually like really hard to do. So it's really impressive when certain singers can pull it off. But I don't think she pulled it off with this one, which is really sad because I wanted to like it, but I didn't. I typically like some songs like this, but they just took like all like my favorite parts of like songs and took like my least favorite, like the mechanics of those that like didn't work for it, and like put it all together in one song. It's like, you know, I love Lucky Charms, but it's like they took just straight up all the sugar and put it in a song, and I didn't vibe with that.
So if you guys can pinpoint one aspect of the song that if you changed it would make it a much better song, what would you say?
I think clear enunciation, and maybe more of a vocal directness and like actually hearing what she's trying to say.
I can agree with that. I think I feel like there just like needed to be one more thing. Like I said, there were like a few moving parts to this that I thought were really interesting. If it had like one more that just really like tied it all together.
Cause like I got some brief like The Night We Met vibes briefly for like a split second, and then it went away and I got really sad. I was like, man, you could have done something there. It did remind me a bit of If I Say by My Friend and Sons, and how like that song was a lot of like dialogue in its lyrics, which is a bit different than what we're traditionally used to listening to with like verse chorus. This one just kind of was also reminiscent of like Peace off of Folklore, so I could see what she was trying to do, but she just didn't do it well.
So you guys can both agree it's pretty barren of a song.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say barren. It's got promise.
Okay.
Just didn't have enough.
Yeah.
Alright, well, Phoebe Bridgers gets her first Forget About It of the show. And we're moving on to song number 8, the last song of the episode. So we begin in each episode with a hit. Some that the people know, some that people recognize. And this one comes from the year 1971. It's an older track.
Ooh.
It's an art pop song, and it is Changes by David Bowie.
My time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace.
All right, That was song number 8, the final song of the episode, and it was a hit. We begin in each episode with a hit, and this hit comes from 1971. It's Changes by David Bowie. The song comes from Bowie's 4th studio album titled Hunky Dory. Both the song and album were originally a flop before the release of Bowie's next album, Ziggy Stardust, which brought a newfound attention to it. It was the last song Bowie ever performed live before passing away in 2016, and was even covered for the film Shrek 2, which apparently both the guests knew before I even said that. So, for the last time this episode, Patrick and Gracie, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You want to elaborate on that one?
Well, I just finished watching Shrek 2, and, like, growing up, we had, like, 4 movies on rotation in the car. The Incredibles, Shrek 2, Dr. Dolittle 2, and I want to say Cheaper by the Dozen.
A couple sequels, not the OGs.
Yeah, we always
lost. We're past that segment.
I don't know why my family, well, one, I'm pretty sure we were why the Blockbuster stayed in business as long as it did in Lafayette, but then also we always lost the original movies. Like, honestly, I think I watched the 3rd Star Wars more than I ever saw any of the other ones, just because that was one we had.
Fair.
I don't get it either. My family's weird. Shout out to them. but, yeah. I love Shrek 2. I love this song. I love the chorus. And it's just so good.
I feel like we're talking about Shrek 2 more than the song itself.
My love for Shrek 2 goes into my love for this song.
And I promise people listening, this was not intentional. I promise you I didn't. I did not know Gracie's love for Shrek 2 prior to this.
I solely watched the movie, both because my friend Michael Martinez wanted to see the drive-through part, and I just wanted to see I Need a Hero.
Okay. Patrick.
All right, I'm going to talk about this song without talking about Shrek 2, or any of the Shrek franchise for that matter. I did not know that the song started the way it did. I thought it was a little weird.
It, like, he's David Bowie. That's kind of, yeah, he's a weird dude.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
He had a star in his
face. Odd individual, but also a very talented individual. But, like, after that, like, intro, it was kind of weird with the horns and everything. It went into just, it was, like, straight up piano and drums, mainly. And honestly, for this one, I have to incorporate the Law of Ones.
We're bringing it back, baby.
But, like, this one's not as close as the other one. I would say this is a soft, hot one. Man, it's a
hot one. Oh, okay.
Because, like, yeah. I don't really know why. It's just, like, there's something about it. It's got that certain je ne sais quoi.
Sure.
Is that the worst explanation you've ever heard on the show?
No, I think it's just the varying explanations I've gotten this episode are very different than any other. It's like Shrek. I never expected Shrek to be a huge reason for a song being a
one. I don't care what movie a song is from. I'm going to judge it objectively. And objectively speaking, this is a good song. I do think it's, like, on the lower end of the spectrum as far as David Bowie goes. Okay. I do think he's got better songs.
That's giving a lot of praise to David Bowie, though. Saying if a hot one is one of the lower
songs. I haven't listened to too many of his songs. I mean, I grew up listening to 80s music in my parents' cars. Sirius XM First Wave.
You see, my dad was all about the sports. Football and getting his blood pressure high for no reason.
Well, my dad would listen to sports radio in the morning, but, like, with my mom, it's like growing up, it was mainly first wave 80s on 8, the occasional 90s on 9. But yeah, like, those fond memories of first wave. I've heard plenty of David Bowie. I'm trying to think of what my favorite David Bowie song is.
Space Oddity is a pop.
I don't think one. I've heard Space Oddity all the way through.
Is it Let's Dance? Isn't that one?
Absolutely not. okay. Ooh, Fashion. That's I do like that one. China Girl is also good. Mm. But Changes might be middle of the road or, like, lower end of the spectrum, but, like,
it's still a hot one.
I can't I probably couldn't sleep at night saying that it's forget about it, so it's a hot one.
And I think on your last episode, we don't have to get into too many details because we can't change, you know, how it's already placed in the history of Smooth, but you had some regrets.
I did have regrets you from can't go last into
that,
episode.
But does that affect your decision now, knowing you have to be a little bit more intentional with your decisions?
No. I'm also, like, pretty – I stand pretty firm on what I've said before, except the Motown song. Like, I said it was a forget about before. I kind of think it's a hot one now. So, like you said, like, it depends on the day. It depends on the hour. Like,
and we can't go back. It's carved in stone.
But, like, we already called it a hot one. And, you know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Aside from that, I do really like the song because of the fact that the more you're shown something, and this goes even
to an
assignment I just finished this morning.
We were shown Dynamite a lot when we were younger, and that didn't.
Right. And so that'll either affect your opinion as, you know, disgust or love.
Okay.
Yeah, and so depending upon on what, you know, narrative of bias you're raised with. Thank you, Poli Sci, for that one.
So we got a hot one?
Yes.
You have a hot one.
Very nice. So we finish with, I believe, three hot ones?
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Two
hot ones.
It was the Motown song and Changes, and I think the rest were Forget About It, right?
I guess so. But you know what? That doesn't affect science, because we all know at the end of the day, at the end of the project, it's all going to be 50-50.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
Because we trust science in this podcast.
We love science.
So, just like every episode, I have three questions I have to ask you guys before we wrap this thing up. And the first one is, what type of music are you currently listening to? What is on the rotation?
I'm still listening to a bunch of...
Oliver Tree? Yeah, we know.
Stop!
We know how much you love him.
Before he rudely interrupted, I'm sorry. What were you?
No, it was Oliver Tree. That's all he said.
I'm not... Listen.
It's Oliver Tree or Froggy Beats, okay?
Do you see Froggy Beats? It's Froggy Fresh.
I'm sorry.
Froggy Fresh. Listen, good viewer.
I'm talking about Monkey Beats, okay?
Listen.
Great song.
Good listener of the show. Two things. Number one, Alex loves you very dearly. He has a special little, tiny little apartment in his heart for you. His heart's like a dollhouse, and, like, you belong right in that little apartment on the top left. Penthouse suite. Number two, go listen to Froggy Fresh, because he is the greatest rapper of our generation. Coming in at only 5'1", this dude has bars upon bars. Go listen to Dunk Dawn or Christmas. Those are great. The Fight is also a good one. Number three, Oliver Tree. Don't.
But he lives rent-free in your head.
Do's and don'ts of Oliver Tree. Do, look up a picture of him.
I did look up the picture of him when y'all were talking about it.
Because he looks hilarious and just ridiculous. Do look up the cover of his latest album. Alex, would you like to describe it?
It's hard to explain, but it's kind of him as a cowboy riding like a bull ATV up a ramp and doing a stunt on it while people are shooting him with pistols.
Exactly.
I feel like that's middle of a desert.
Yes. don'ts for Oliver Tree. Don't listen to his music.
What you're saying. Do everything else when it comes to
don't
make fun of him, bully him,
yes,
and just don't listen to his music.
Okay.
That's the synopsis, but, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But back to the matter at hand. I'm just still listening to like alt rock, indie rock.
They're probably not changing for a while.
No.
Yeah, I always thought I'd grow out of it. No.
Very cool. What about you, Gracie?
I think it was today I stumbled back upon Nightshade, which is done by the Lumineers. It's off the Game of Thrones soundtrack.
Hmm.
One of my favorite people to like listen to when I'm doing work is like Mumford and Sons. So, and they did a really great cover of Friend of the Devil by the Grateful Dead. Also really love Leon with my whole heart. Gotta give her a listen. Devin Cole with July for a Year. And there was someone in particular. Let me think. Allie and AJ, y'all.
Are you kidding me?
Bro! Don't know. Okay, Allie and AJ, top tier. Joan Arc on the dance floor. Just, I can't even articulate. They did good, my guy. They done did good, as I stumble upon that. Slow dancing, top tier. Also,
you're just naming your whole playlist at this point.
No, I'm not. I'm gotta listen to them.
I'm just gonna skip the second question of any song or artist request.
No, I haven't suggested anything yet.
I know. Okay, Gracie, I think
you've already answered this question, Gracie. So it's
I know. Yeah. I'll be quiet. I'll listen. I got really excited.
Yeah, you jumped the gun.
I'm sorry. That's just what I'm passionate, man. Passionate.
You see, I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I'm gonna give the people one recommendation. I listened to this album yesterday at work. Go listen to the album A Black Mile to the Surface by Manchester Orchestra. And we're talking about good album covers. That's a good album cover, but that album, it's honestly beautiful, like very thematically and lyrically beautiful.
What genre?
Alt rock.
Oh, okay.
Despite the name Manchester Orchestra,
I've heard that name
every time
before.
You tell me about them, it throws me for a loop. And you showed me some on our 6-hour drive to Dallas for Seat.
No, I didn't. I showed you one song by them when we were going to Caliente.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And
then we got on that whole Florence Machine thing.
Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Black Mile to the Surface. The Moth is my favorite song on the album. I love that song. The Gold is good. By the way, every song on that album is the something except one song. And that song is called Lead South Dakota. That's a really good song. And then the last song on the album, The Silence, hits so different. It's beautiful.
Is that cover or is that one of their own?
One of their own.
Okay.
There are no covers on this album.
Okay.
Very cool. So final question. Is anyone you want to give a shout out to outside of the realm of music?
Paw.
I'm cool with that.
And Grace Snakenberg for also coming in here. And Sarah Sobiak for also being an impartial third-party judge. How come, like... Okay, there are three certainties in life. Death, taxes, and, like, me having a bunch of guests on my episodes.
You know what? It adds flavor.
I'm at six guests.
Maybe you're either disagreeable or a lot of people disagree with you. There's one of those options.
I don't think I'm disagreeable. Because I'm right about everything.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a grandiose sense of self, my guy. Man. Woo!
Any shout-outs for you, Gracie?
Sorry. I'm still blown back by Patrick thinking he's all of that in a bag of chips and probably a Coke, too. He's probably
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
Sprite.
Whole vending machine, maybe?
Like, one of those ones at Five Guys where they got every drink under the sun. Like, yeah. I'm just going to pick regular ginger ale dog.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with that. Ginger ale's good. I'm more of a Red Bull gal myself.
Do you have any shout outs?
my shout outs to Red Bull, solely supporting me.
Mr. Red Bull.
Mr. Red Bull.
Himself.
Yeah. Life Teen, Hidden Lake, let's see.
Shout out to Ben Gervais, by the way. Love that guy.
Good dude.
Friend of the show.
He needs to come back.
Shout out to back. Father Josh. We had a really interesting conversation yesterday.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. There was someone I wanted to give a shout out to. I completely forgot who it was.
Give him a shout out in spirit.
Yeah. You have it.
Very cool. Any final comments before we wrap this episode up?
Thank you for not playing any Oliver Tree or Weezer.
You secretly wanted Oliver Tree.
I did not want a Weezer alert. Oh, I remember. Hey, Colin. Hey, Lise.
Are they listening?
They will be.
Oh, very cool. Hello.
It's my brother and his fiance.
Ah, hopefully the whole family is gathered around the campfire. And...
Yeah, listening to people bicker about music.
Yeah, no, that's what we do at home anyways. We bicker a lot.
We can't act like we don't all just... disagree with everyone else in the world about their music taste to some extent. It's a part of, you know, the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, very nice. Well, thank you guys for joining.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. I'm talking to you guys on the other side of wherever, the phone or...
They're in the apartments in your heart.
In the apartments in my
heart. That's weird.
Also, thank Andrew Ferguson. You know why? Because he made the theme song.
Featuring Josh Arduin. Featuring He's also Josh, in the theme song.
Featuring
He's
Josh
the guy that
Arduin.
Says, featuring Rob Thomas, and then there's like a bam!
There I thought that was Alex for the longest time.
No, that was Josh
I Arduin. Thought it was him. There was a controversy because Grant came out and he was like, dude, Josh was so funny. And I'm like, that's not Josh, that's Ferg. And it was a legit, like,
it was a conspiracy theory.
Until we just decided, you know, we can just text Ferg and find out now. And he's like, oh, it's Josh. I'm like, oh, it's Josh. So. But thank both of them. Ferg has a solo song on Spotify called Constellations. Go check it out. He's also in The Dwell. I don't know if they've released anything yet.
I don't think they have.
But
also The Late Nights.
Well, they're done.
Right.
Oh, they are?
They're mm-hmm. done-so.
We had our farewell in the last episode.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't listen to the last episode because I wasn't interested in listening to Disney music. Mm. I'm not a Disney guy.
It's Dude, okay. they went off the cuff with that one. I was taken back.
Well... We can still thank Andrew Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I botched a high five with him earlier today. I'm sorry, Andrew. Pathetic.
Was it your fault?
Always.
Yes, we have Andrew and I have a bit where I see him and I'm like, what's up, Andrew Ferguson? And I stick my hand as high as I can. We high five. And we had like a little bit of a wind up because we were like at a bit of a distance from each other. And I went for the high five and it was just not good.
Mm. Well, maybe
it was
next
ungood.
Time.
Maybe next time, huh?
Ungood?
It was ungood.
Well, if you have any song requests, please send them my way to manitsahotone@outlook.com.
I already did. Also,
and I put it in the show. I mean, you sound upset that I didn't put every song.
I had four more songs I requested.
Do you know how many requests I got from Gracie?
You're not supposed to tell people that.
Also, one more thing you should do. Yeah, you can send your song requests at manitsahotone@outlook.com. Also, send your like top five Shrek songs.
Please.
Shrek does have an incredible soundtrack.
It's so good. You Except, got Counting Crows. Like
I've never seen the fourth one, so I don't know.
No. You only need to watch the first two. That is it.
I love the first one. I mean, second one.
First,
second one.
First
one was great, too, but the second one was my favorite. But that's going to be for another episode.
That is for another episode.
Mm. I just said.
Hey. Wing. Ding, ding.
We like that.
So, make sure you put your helmets and forget about it in the email as well. I hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our wonderful journey through the world of music as to answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? I have to end this episode like I like to end every episode, learning my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube. This one comes from 532.5 Bay Area, who says, smooth jazz or smooth peanut butter? Hard choices in life.
At least it's not crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, but I think it's... I don't know if you can compare the two. Smooth jazz, smooth peanut butter.
What's his name again?
532.5 Bay Area. I'm wondering... I like to imagine that's a radio show host. So he's singing in a radio show host.
I feel like that'd be a really great voice. Band name.
No.
That's a long
too
one.
Long, too long. I think
I would shorten it.
I think what should you do next episode? Like, you know how you used to ask, like, the questions before, like, you got into song one? Like, back in the days of the dinosaurs with this podcast?
Oh, yes.
Like, you should ask... Ask the guest smooth jazz or smooth peanut butter if you had to have one.
Or one taken away.
Ooh.
I guess it's also the same question.
This or that.
This or that. Would you rather?
Mm.
Mm.
Well, hard choices in life according to 532.5 Bay Area. But thank you, Patrick and Greasy, once again. And thank you all for listening. Oh, and don't forget, give me your heart. Make it real. I always forget about it. I'm Alex. This was Isabella the Smooth by Santana. And I'll see you all next time.